Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
So the consultation today that I had with 19 Keys was phenomenal. I have been anticipating this conversation for quite some time, and I'm always really excited to hear the high-level conversations. I'm always excited to hear how Keys is thinking about things, how we're processing through things that he's delivering on such a high level. And so today, as we went through my brand, my organization, who I am as an individual, the way that he packaged this information just off of the short period that we had to go over this analysis was mastermind, was genius. I needed to hear Keys give it to me in the way that he did, the way that he packaged it, to help me to create measures and to implement new strategies within a short period of time. So many ideas and just thoughts about your expertise, my areas of expertise. So I'm going to just start talking and kind of give you some brief understanding and background. And I know we can just hop right into it because I want to get solutions. I want to get, not just strategies and solutions, but like measurable strategies and solutions that I can achieve within, I don't want to say a short period of time, but I like those short-term goals. I think that that's something that you and I can establish in terms of, just how to grow my brand as an individual, but also my podcast that is focused on gun violence prevention and solutions and insights from community level, folks that's been shot before, folks that are survivors, politicians, government, global thought leaders, celebrities who've been impacted, who've lost parents or husbands or wives, et cetera. So really growing that, because everyone has the ability to, different people have the ability to reach different audiences. Mm-hmm. So you can reach a different audience than I can reach, obviously, right? So just really utilizing different folks and their expertise to come in and have the conversation to help to plant seeds in different communities across the nation. I've been in real estate for 8 years. I was in human resources for 7 years. I shifted when the pandemic hit, started the nonprofit with a focus on youth that had been impacted by the injustice system. But when 9 months later, after I started the organization, my first love, my daughter's father, was murdered. So I immediately shifted into focusing on mothers and children who have been impacted by gun violence. Because obviously I could look around and I seen all these people that I knew and there were no supports for them. It was almost like pick a number and get in line with folks that have experienced sex abuse, domestic violence, homelessness, anything you could think of. And so by the time you pick, your number gets called almost, and I'm saying number, I'm just using it as a, And so by the time your number gets called, it's like, what do you need help with? Groceries. And it's like, don't nobody need help with no groceries? Like, people do, but that's not what I need. We need psychological, mental support, you know, support that's really going to help us to heal and move forward. And so immediately I was able to work with some coaches and therapists that could help me create the foundation for my organization. And so we went from 30,000 the first year to almost a million, 1.5 this year. So that was in about 5 years we grew. I want to make it nationwide. So like I've been working and partnering with a lot of different folks. I know you worked with Erica Ford. You did some stuff with her. I've been working with her more like a group that she's working with around the work that we do. Just got back with Queen. She sends her love.
Yeah.
She said, tell Keys I send my love. I did a retreat with her, just, you know, focus on the healing retreat. But yeah, lots of ideas. I do want to start doing like keynote national speaking in terms of like providing support to different community-based organizations, but also like government entities and folks that just need my insight into solutions and strategies around folks that are the most impacted.
I want to start first with your goals, mm-hmm. right? So from everything that you said your main goals, well, partially of your goals, number one is to keynote speak and to provide a customized solution-based approach, right? Based on where you go from, right. Like your curriculums. What are some of your other goals as far as like your personal brand goals, your organization goals that you would like to reach?
I would say another goal would be to establish a consistent presence online through all platforms. So I'm even on LinkedIn. So LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, you know, every single platform where there's consistency. And then deciding on what that, what is the vibe, the energy that we're getting from what it is that I'm putting out and making sure it's consistent all across the board. Would be another goal. My organization goal would be to continue to grow the organization, to bring more money in, but to find folks that are private donors or foundations, because right now we have a lot of government buy-in. Mm. So we have money from every single level of government. That's federal, state, local, down to the city. So all of our funding comes from the government, and it's restricted. So we don't have the ability to do stuff outside of what we committed and said we were going to do or asked for, you know?
Okay. And what is it committed to?
Our programming that is around an 8-week cohort, 3 times a year, where we provide supports. A Black practitioner comes in every week with the families. It could be a trauma-informed yoga specialist. It could be a therapist, a doctor. It could be, you know, anyone who is Black who focuses on a healing modality, and they connect with the families. We have a victims advocate who works with 3 different levels of survivorship. So parents who've lost children to gun violence, individuals who've been shot and survived, or spouses, partners who have children who were murdered. So those are the areas that the advocate focuses on. She provides emergency financial assistance. So if the funeral arrangements, plot, it could be, you name it, whatever comes up that, you know, in that. She also helps with medical advocacy and legal advocacy. So if they're going to court, she'll go to court with them, or go into the hospital after they've been shot. She'll support them in that. We're doing back to school drives. We're helping kids get what they need to going back to school, holiday drives. That's a really difficult time of year when you have a parent that's, you know, absent. So we're helping just all throughout the year to give the families what they need and to uplift their families, but also to create that legacy piece, which is so big. So we recently finished a 1-year project and 9 families became authors. The children became authors. They wrote books about their fathers who were murdered. Mm. And the reason why I had this vision a couple years ago, and I said, you know, that'd be really good, because what I learned from adults who lost parents as children is that they really struggle with identity. Who am I? I don't even know if my dad was 6'3", you know, had, I didn't know what it felt like to look into his eyes, all these different things. So what the families were able to do was work with other family members to create, cultivate these stories. And so now they're all on Amazon, and yeah, they all became authors.
So the cohort or the funds cover that as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. All that restricted funding covers everything that I'm telling you about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that means you do have some wiggle room, and then, but then you want to take in private. So you're talking, when you say private, you're talking about non-government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
so any and everybody.
Like brands and everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Exactly. And then getting more folks to like, so let's say it was like a brand that was like, okay, we're going to give you guys 10 boxes of Dove soap. I mean, I don't know. I'm just using that for example. But just getting more partners who are donating on a regular basis, right? Because it could be any and everything. Like, any people need everything, yeah, right? So, like, anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. So, brand partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, now we got your goals. I want to go into the personal brand a little more.
And okay.
So, where is your personal brand now on a scale from 1 to 10?
0? Like, 1? No, it's not like that.
So, but any progress is progress.
I would say, like, a 5.
So, you're being generous. So, we had a 3. So, we had about a 3. Mm-hmm. What does a 10 look like to you?
For my personal brand, what does a 10 look like for me? It looks like keys.
That's 100.
Would you say yours is at a 10?
I mean, you know, it's I wouldn't use mine as a measuring stick. You know, we had like 119.
I know that's right.
But even my brand is not as big as it could be. Your 10 looks is personal to you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's, so if it's vision you have in mind, right? And I look at it like this. What would your life look at 100%?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we do that from all different levels, from mental, physical, financial, personal, right? A personal brand. So at 100%, what does your brand look like? Like your idea, basically.
Yeah. At 100%, are we speaking from like an angle of like what it looks like from the outside looking in, or what does it look like for me in general in terms of like income that I'm bringing in, everything?
You, let's just focus. So each category is different, right? So if I say, let's say we go to fashion, right? Some people can simply understand because it's visual, right? So for me, if I say, what does my 100% look like in fashion, right? Then I'm, as far as style-wise, then I only utilize tailors. I only have specific military luxury style uniform that I'm wearing every single day, right, of the week. So it allows me to imagine, like, if I'm in full control and budget isn't an issue, right, what does that 100% look like for me, right? And what we realize is that we're far from what 100% is, right? So that's where you are. And the fact that you can imagine more as an aspiration means you're far from. So now that becomes the measuring stick for your progress. Right. And then that means that you can actually do something today to get a little closer.
Absolutely.
Right. So when we say what your personal brand will look like, right, is it people walking up to you out of nowhere saying, yo, I know you from your podcast. Like, you really changed my life. I appreciate that. Or like, yo, my son was in your program and they did this, that, and the third. Or you on CNN talking, like, what does it look like for you? Because you can't really be successful until you know and have a measuring stick for that success.
That's good. I think about, for my personal brand, what does success look like for me? That's the question, right? I would say,
what is your personal brand?
What does my personal brand look like? It would, for me, the personal brand would be to see myself working with every city across the nation. Not every city, but every state. Because it's happening in every state. So I want to touch every state in terms of looking at their landscape, helping to make assessments, and just contributing in some way. And if I can't make every, okay. But I would like to attempt to, as we build out models that we can utilize nationwide for survivors. Because right now it doesn't exist. It exists right now for folks that are boots on the ground. You might see them around L.A., or throughout the country, where folks are like stopping violence on the street.
Right.
But once Lil Jojo gets murdered, there's nothing. So that's a part of my personal brand, I would say.
So what cities have the most gun violence?
The most, some of the top, I think, it's been a while since I looked at the very top, but the last time I checked, it was Chicago, New Orleans, Los Angeles, California, Kansas City. Those are a couple of the locations I can name off the top of my head.
So I'm asking this because you said you want to work with all the states, but let's niche it down first.
Okay.
And then you said you want to have some sort of framework that you can utilize for each one of those. So
absolutely.
With the goal would then be starting with the framework first.
Right.
Right. Do you have that framework?
I do. Okay. And so I'm a researcher as well for the University of Washington.
Okay.
So I do research with them, and that's a part of developing the framework is taking what I've already created as like a pilot program with my org and then having that vetted through the research team similar to mine where we can then duplicate it.
So the top cities, St. Louis, Baltimore, Detroit, Memphis, Chicago.
Mm.
So are you in these five cities?
I'm not.
So we would start there, right? Mm-hmm. If you're going to, you said across all 50, right? 50, it's a huge goal, right? Which is a great goal, which is saying that eventually I just want to be across the whole U.S. Mm-hmm. But you start where it is most needed, where I imagine they have programs already and they need even more assistance. And people understand it there already, right?
Absolutely.
So I would start in these cities, St. Louis, Baltimore, Detroit, Memphis, Chicago. St. Louis, I was born in St. Louis, so I know how bad gun violence is in St. Louis. Steve, you just seen, he got shot in St. Louis.
Ooh.
My brother was shot in St. Louis.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, first time I seen somebody get shot was in front of my school in St. Louis. Wow. Yeah, so we very... you know, close to understanding gun violence. So I would start in the cities to where, you know, everybody in there understands gun violence.
Absolutely.
Right. And what that allows you to do is I would then reach out to people, let's say celebrities, influencers, different people, right? And tell them about your nonprofit, right? And then reach out and invite them on to like your show or to your Instagram or whatever to talk about gun violence in their city,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be a good way of bringing awareness to something that has to be dear to them, right? Yeah. Because everybody is from St. Louis has been affected and is basically looking at like a proximity map.
Absolutely.
So whether you have an uncle, whether you have a cousin, a friend, or a friend of a friend, like thinking about how close is gun violence to you.
Absolutely.
Right? Even if it didn't happen to you, you don't even realize that it's somewhere around you.
And it's impacted you, right?
Exactly.
So no one's exempt.
I would start that when you're talking about branching out. Start at those top five.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have those top five, then you can branch out to the rest of the U.S. Right? But if you can make it work in the worst cities, mm-hmm. right, then everybody else that's down the list, right, it should be able to work there as well. So start with your top five. You got a notepad or anything?
No, my phone, my notes on my phone.
Yeah, okay. You can take some notes.
All right.
So I would start with that top five just to have a measurable goal.
Okay, my top five again is Detroit.
St. Louis being number one has the highest gun violence per capita in the U.S. with a rate of 66.7 deaths per 100,000
people. They blew New Orleans out.
Yeah, New Orleans not on the top five at the moment. This is 2024, so Baltimore.
Okay.
Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis.
Okay.
And Chicago.
Got it.
So that's the top five. And then from top five, you go to top 10, right? And then you keep spreading. Because I wouldn't focus so much on states. I would focus on the cities that need it the most, mm-hmm. right? Because let's say Iowa is not going to need it.
Right.
So... You go there because also you got politicians and different people that need to get these numbers down, especially
Absolutely.
The ones that, and this is, you know, during election season, right? They need to make themselves look good or to have their campaign, a part of their campaign is that they're ending gun violence, mm-hmm. right? So if you are that person to say that you can go into those offices and you can send those pitches to their offices to say, we have a framework that's going to help you during election season, right? This actually works. We've done in this city here as our results. This is something that you can run on if you can give us funding, right? I think that makes sense. But
absolutely.
When I think about gun violence, you know, right now in the U.S., or no, well, I don't know anybody that's the champion for gun violence.
Right.
Right? We know prison reform with, like, reform and other different ones. Of course, you have somebody like Erica Ford, who's just retired.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, and way I would do this, interesting enough, is I think you should partner with people who are pro-gun, right? Because they may be pro-gun, but they're anti-gun violence, which is different, right? So a lot of people think about people that are pro-guns and the amendment for the guns, but those are the people who think, talk, live guns more than anybody,
right?
Right? And a lot of those people just want to defend themselves and have a right to carry, right? Because they have a trauma of gun violence happening in the environment that they live or hearing about it somewhere across America, right? I know people, I haven't had anybody talk about guns on my show yet, but there's a brother who is a pro activist towards, you know, gun rights. His name is Toure. I should connect you all, matter of fact, because he will be a perfect person, right? So as you talking about gun violence, that's going to get you into their audience.
Right.
Right. And the goal is looking at, because you're dealing with rehabilitation of people after gun violence, mm-hmm. right?
For the most part.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that, you know, you're not lobbying to get guns off the street per se. You're lobbying, right, in dealing with people who are affected by gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
So I would then get into brands of people who are pro-guns, right? Because now you can really, you can take.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A neutral side, right, to not be pro or anti, and you can have both sides help you, mm-hmm. right? Because you're just in the middle of the conversation,
right.
Talking about gun safety,
right, right.
Talking about
That's
the
good.
Trauma and the victims of it on the other end of it,
mm-hmm.
right? So now you can talk to the left wing and the right wing about it, you feel me? And then talk to them about pro-gun practices, right, about safety and things of that nature, and how we can have avoidance practices so that people don't come to you in the first place, which can be a part of it. But we know that there's going to be more people that's going to be victims. So you're basically making them aware that, you know, gun violence comes with these effects, or gun ownership comes with these effects.
Absolutely.
So I would definitely get into, you know, the brand and be one of those people that's an outlier that talks to both sides, because usually people don't talk to both sides.
Mm-hmm. I like how you're thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because those people, I'm sure, would love to talk to you. Because I'm sure most time people never go talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then you being that person that's saying, listen, I'm not against gun. I'm against gun violence, mm-hmm. which is completely different. That means that you're using it the wrong way for the wrong reasons. And there's families and real victims that affect it once that trigger is pulled. So for me, starting those top fives, and I would focus your podcast on people who loves guns already. And then the victim. So you're telling like the complete story. You're getting all of it. You got
all
the
angles.
Pro guns. You got the anti guns. You got the victim of a gun, right? You got people who have trauma of guns. People who would never carry guns, right? You're really
shooters.
You're right, shooters. you people telling their stories of when they were shot, right? Mm-hmm. You're really pulling a full thread. And I think that proximity map and like coming up with frameworks that people can really understand and stats that people can understand to where it's like, even if it hasn't affected you personally, you should be conscious of gun ownership and gun violence because it affects somebody at least, you know, maybe 2-3 people removed from you. And then make people aware of their privilege if you're not affected by nobody, how there's a difference that some people have to go around, right? My uncle got shot, my brother got shot, right? And how that creates a different trauma. So while you're talking about your gun rights, other people have a different perspective on it because it has affected them differently.
Right.
Right. So what you're doing is you're making all sides aware, right, of this multidimensional perspective that it has. So, yes, you get to have your conversation in the bubble of your privilege that maybe nothing has happened to your family, but something's happened to mine.
Right.
So this is why I have an adverse experience with it. And this is why I view it in a different way.
Right. No, I resonate with that because I've spent so much time for a year and a half. I used to just do presentations. I would just call up departments and I would just do presentations with them. And it was interactive. So I would talk to folks and I would ask them during the presentation, how have you been impacted? And when it would get quiet, there'll be 20 people on the call. When it would get quiet, I'm like, I want to challenge you guys to think about ways that you've been impacted. Because you'll be surprised as how many people be like, I haven't been. But it doesn't have to be direct impact. It could be like, I'm not going to go to the store right here because I have a fear or a doubt. Something's creeping up in my mind that says that this can potentially be dangerous. That's an impact, right? And so, yeah, it just makes complete sense to look at it from the perspective that you're giving me. Absolutely.
So, and that's on your, because you have a podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how is your podcast doing from 1 to 10?
I have done, this is my 6th episode. I just did an episode with Queen Afua. That episode is in, it's being edited right now. We just released another episode today. So it's just getting off the ground.
Okay. Give me a 1 to 10.
3.
Okay. I still want it. Now, what does your podcast look like at 100%?
It looks like a loyal, dedicated, followers, audience, that is, tapped in. That is,
Who's your audience?
Who is my audience?
Mm-hmm.
It's all the folks that I just mentioned, every level of, so it's government, it's community, it's individuals who, people are hitting me all the time, like, can I tell my story? And those are folks who either were actively involved in, you know, behind the gun or individuals who also have been shot. I get a lot of those, messages. But it can also be folks that are doing community led initiatives. It could be, you know, politicians, anybody that wants to talk about the issue and who's been impacted.
So let's niche it down, right? Because I want to get to what your core audience. Your core audience is people who go really support you,
mm-hmm.
right? So your ideal core audience that's coming back every single week and listening, right? Because
mm-hmm.
that's who you're going to grow based on. Mm-hmm. First, you go get.
I think it should then be survivors, and I think it should be folks on both sides of the gun. So it should be survivors
of gun violence shooters?
And shooters. Yep, survivors and shooters.
Mm. I even like that name. What's the name of your podcast?
Ooh, survivors and shooters sounds crazy.
I like that. That's fire. What's your current name?
It's called the Source Survivor Podcast.
The what survivor?
The Source Survivor.
Source Survivor. I like guns. I like survivors and shooters better.
Me too.
So maybe we changing the name.
I think so.
Yeah. And what is the format currently?
When you say format, what do you mean?
What's the format of your show? How do you start it off? How does it end? What's the beginning?
Mm-hmm. I typically have a set of 10 questions. Depending on who the person is that I'm interviewing. Obviously, what I started out with, it has, of course, an intro. I'll start by reading the person's bio or, you know, just giving a brief intro to who they are. And then we jump into our conversation. It's natural. I don't, like, read off anything. I just have a natural conversation. And then we close it out. I always ask folks to give some sort of wisdom or just breathing life into the folks, that the audience that are watching. So just give something in according to the message that the guest gave and left, you know, during that conversation towards the end. And then that's it. We wrap up. So obviously the conversation I had with Queen, it was around healing from gun violence. So when you're impacted, when tragedy strikes for a family, how do you navigate? How is food, how does that contribute to your mood and to your healing? When if your husband was just murdered on Friday and then, you know, or he's murdered and weeks and months go by, days go by, and you're consuming terrible food, poisonous food, how is that contributing to your mood? How is that contributing to how you're raising your children? If mom's well, children are well. And so oftentimes mom's not well, so the kids are not well. So just going through that whole conversation with Queen, talking about how can we heal through and get better and be better, heal a woman, heal a nation, you know? So it just depends on who the person is, the conversation.
Okay. So with the show, though, I would like to have a format that is exciting, that no matter who comes on, you can follow the same format. Because what it does is, instead of moving your show around the person, right, the person now has to fit your show. So what you're going to get is you're going to get this element of, let's say every time somebody come on, you have a prop of a gun, right? You show them the gun, right? Mm-hmm. And you ask them to hold it, right? Now, maybe some guests don't want to hold it, right? And you're like, why? Right? You ask them, what does this mean to you? Mm-hmm. Right? So now think about those clips on social media.
Right.
Queen Afua is being handed a gun. Right. And she's like, I don't want to touch it. No, I'm okay. And you're like, why? What does that mean? And she gonna hit you with some quote that's, wow, that was powerful. And what it allows other guests to think about is like, what would they do in that same situation?
Right.
And allow people to think like, damn, if I was on the couch, what does it mean to me? Mm. So they now connect with it because they're answering the question themselves. Right. And that means that no matter who's your guest, you're doing the same thing. So now it's somebody's anti-gun. But you every time you're giving the guest the choice, you just say, here. Mm-hmm. And you see what their reaction is.
Right.
Right. So that's a format that you can then take once you have a successful format and you can sell. Right. And you can license out that format. Right. So now it's not just a show, it's a business. Because let's say if you're not there and you have somebody to take your place, can they follow the same format? And now, instead of the show being around, just revolved around Queen Afua is now revolving around the show. Because now people are thinking like, I wonder what it'd be like when this guest sits in and what they would do, right? Asking a person, do you have a gun story, right? You know, did you grow up in an environment hearing gunshots, right? These are things that, you know, people will be shocked and surprised to know, because some people may say completely no, right? And just by them answering that question, it opens up the bigger conversation on how different people live. Like, you grew up without hearing gunshots at night.
Right.
Right? And I had to hear them almost every single night, right? And I think that it opens up, like, that dialogue about society and how there's different sides of America, and we have our privileges that we don't even know about. Right. So whether you have a politician or whether you have a community activist or whether you have just, you know, somebody else, a survivor gunshot, maybe they didn't hear it. Like, I didn't grow up hearing it, but then it happened to me.
Right. Right.
Right. So you really open up that conversation, and then you have your gun map. Right. So you have your framework. This is my gun map. You pull up the statistic. The average person is probably twice removed for somebody that has been shot. Right. Let's figure out where you are. Right. So you're twice removed, or no, you had an uncle and a brother. Then we correlate that with some sort of study that shows that if you know somebody has been shot, you're more likely to get shot or something
right.
of that nature.
Right.
Right. So now a person is actually learning about themselves and you're teaching the audience. Then you go into writing the stories. So some people may have good stories, like a gun story. Like, I got a gun story. Right. Most black men or people going to have some gun stories. Right. But then, you know, correlate that and bring different guests. Bring some country white man from the South with his gun story. Mm-hmm. You know, that will keep your audience very open. And I think it keeps the idea for different sponsors of it more open and more broad as well. Right. Because what you realize is, like, guns are very American. So this is a super American topic.
Issue.
Right. And so even though you're black and I'm black, if you want something that's going to be more broad, right? Because you are utilizing government services, right? I would then speak to all gun victims. But then, of course, once we look at the statistics, who it deals with the most is going to be us. So regardless, the pivot is always going to go back to the people who are the biggest victims of it, which I believe are Black men.
Yep.
So, you know, therefore, having that conversation and having it in that particular way, there's a gamifying aspect of it. There's these different elements. Right. You take it from a political, you take it from spiritual, you take it from whatever. But your goal is to have a list of all of these statistics, all of these different type of stories that you want to get out. That imagine if you seen it on your feed, like, oh, I didn't know that stat. Oh, I didn't know this story. Like, nobody tells their gun story.
Right.
Right. But you get to get those. Right. And this is the one place where somebody sit down and they get to have those conversations with you. So what you're doing is you're creating a niche. Right. And a niche takes you out of general competition. Right. If it's generally about guns, then you're in competition with everybody that talks about guns. But if you niche it down, right, and have that format, now you got something special.
Mm-hmm. This is why you're a genius. I appreciate you.
Welcome to the High Level Club.
Welcome to the High Level Club. This is good.
But so, like, and I think that you should educate yourself on guns more, mm-hmm. right? So, like, you know, you having specialized knowledge on guns is going to make people respect you, especially mm-hmm. gun owners respect you, right? I think that there's so many different things that you can add into it. Do you go to the gun range?
I used to, but now after I've been impacted, it's different.
Right. Blog that. Right?
Everything you're saying to me is like providing clarity around things that I've already been thinking and feeling and writing about. Like even when you talked about the gun prop, I had recently hosted a huge event for an organization in Washington that does like policy around guns. So I already have all the connects you're laying out. I have those connections, yeah. right? I just haven't like did anything with them to yeah. the degree that I need to, but
those
I have
connections are everything. Right?
But yeah, so I had the gun prop idea for the beginning of my speech, and I was like, nah, what if I pull this gun out? Even though it's a fake gun, yeah. people start tripping. So anyways, but yeah, I just thought about that. And then the blog. So yeah, that's, yeah. So when you say blog, can you go a little further?
So blogging right now is huge. It's something that, it's always been around, but it's even more important now because you get the real. So it's like, you know, you having a conversation with yourself in front of the world.
Right.
Right. Saying that, listen,
ooh, that's so good.
I've experienced, you know, because I've started this and I've been hearing stories and all this trauma, it's actually made me stay away from guns, which kind of gives you a bit of trauma yourself. Right. And then you having this journey of going back into the range. Because the idea of gun ownership is so that guns don't control you and you control them, mm-hmm. right? And that means also the trauma that comes with it, right? That means also the effects of it. That means also the negatives. So when you talk about gun ownership, it's talking about owning it in a sense to where you're not controlled by it. Because some people control by the gun. Some people live by the gun. They die by the gun. Sometimes when trauma happens to people, they're fearful of the gun. Right. And the goal is to not have none of that fear. So part of that journey going to the range and having conversations of like, who has that? They don't. So you're mixing two elements, right? That creates this curiosity, right? To where people want to know more, right? Here she is talking about gun safety and gun trauma. Yes, she's holding a gun. What's this? That's going to make people engage automatically, right? Then it's going to make people respect it, because a lot of time people hear like gun violence and they probably automatically think, oh yeah, she hate guns and people with guns. So now you alienate that whole community.
You're right about that.
Right? So automatically you're now going to get respect for them. If you're sitting there and you got a blog and you're learning how to, I don't know, load a gun properly or how to break one apart and put it together, right? That's enough for me to engage in your content, right? You literally going through the journey of how to break a gun apart and put it together and clean one.
Wow. You know what you're doing. You definitely know what you're doing. This is amazing.
This is
what I've been waiting for. Amechi, this is what I've been waiting for. Yeah, yes, it was definitely worth it.
So I think that this is going to, you know, definitely allow your brand to grow if you implement these things, mm-hmm. right? It's all in the execution. So it's like if you, on your next episode, literally this is what you should be doing, mm. right? Next episode, like if it's a good idea, never wait to start. Start right. now. And what you're doing is you're testing your audience reaction, you're testing the feedback, right? And eventually you have to be careful as well, because sometimes the people that are negative are the loudest, right? So don't always listen to just the negative feedback, right? Because those are the people, right, that are being triggered, right? But, you know, that's part of it, right? Like you can always have a section on your show called Triggered Alert, right? Or being triggered. Like there's stuff that you can play with that are synonymous analogies, right? That's sort of a poeticism around this whole thing. But bringing in scientists that can give you a breakdown on what happens to the vagus nerves when people are in a constant state of fright or flight, right? Giving all of the gun statistics, all of the gun stories, right? This is going to keep people learning. And if you study it and they're learning from you, then they're going to come to you for more information. But having the stories in there is a reason why a person will continue to tap in, right? Reaching out to people like Black Rambo, you feel me, who's a super gun advocate. He got the biggest guns to the smallest gun, and maybe even pulling up on him at the gun ranch while he's shooting, and then you're having a conversation with him, right, about gun trauma. How has it affected you? How has it affected other people? A lot of gun owners get guns out of fear, right? So having that conversation about this insatiable fear and violence that, you know, permeates throughout America, right? And what's the undertone of gun? And then kind of doing like a, having sort of like a documentary about that, right? Like I watched these documentaries, one is called like How Brands Built America, but how did guns build America, mm-hmm. right? Going from the inception to the beginning of America, and think about how gun ownership have shaped America. Politics shaped America's neighborhoods, shaped America's safety, right? Just really showing that thread, right? And every day it will put guns, right? And gun ownership and gun victims, right? And science and all of these different things on people's mind. Because we are, when it's invisible to us, then we can ignore it. And what you're doing is you're making it visible.
Absolutely. Yeah, this was great. I mean, and rich. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. And you have everything you need already for your podcast as far as like development and production and all of that.
So. It can always be strengthened.
Okay.
You know?
Let's work together. I like this cause, so I think we can work something out to thank figure you. Out. Yeah.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.